This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us in Silicon Valley, California. Welcome, Bert. Yep. Do you have Bert?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, just tighten it up a little bit.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about electric vehicles last hour, and the chargers, and Vince, you know, the charger actually does not have the electronics in the battery. I mean, in the charger for the battery, pretty much all the electronics is in the car. You know, the algorithms, the timing, the charger actually only has relays, you know, some protective devices, surge protectors, you know, maybe some timers, stuff like that. But I hate to say it, it's almost like a dumb box, and that's whether it's level 1, 2, or if your car supports level 3 charging. So I was kind of taken aback by some of those prices you quoted.
Well, I'm just regurgitating what I see in the NAPA sales flyer, this magazine. You know, they sell tools. It's like a catalog of all kinds of things for service centers, operations that repair cars. So they've got lifts, you know, automotive lifts. They have wrenches. They've got vice grips. They've got electric tools, grinders, toolboxes, compressors, and Bosch brand, B-O-S-C-H, brand EV charging solutions. So they've got an inexpensive, inexpensive, $855 is the low end for their convenient, fast home charging. I guess fast is a relative thing. And then they have higher levels, and they go from $855 to $905 to $1,599 to $18,509. But you know what's really nice about it? You can finance it for a little over $400 about $400 for 60 months. So, I mean, you can pay for this thing for 5 years. Wouldn't that be nice to keep?
Yeah.
That's probably about how long you'd keep the car, right?
Yeah.
Five years, Vince, maybe?
Vince, I have good news for you, though. I mean, really good news that I think is going to make your weekend, and good news for the class. So we're talking about electric vehicles, and we know you're a fan of solar power. You have it at the home, and it's, it's free from the sun. Why not take it? And I know you're against what we just talked about, having these, big batteries getting charged and all the problems with, those huge battery cells and then the taxing of the electric grill. So, Vince, are you sitting down? I'm making your day here. There's a new car being introduced. It's an EV that charges from the sun. It's built with solar panels all around it, Vince. And this is the perfect car for you.
That sounds great. Is this something that if I had a grandchild, I could show him or her how to race around the kitchen table with it? Is that what you're talking about?
Four passengers and fully adult. And Vince, I'm looking at it. It's called the Lightyear. Well, Vince, I got a little bit of bad news. The Lightyear 1 was priced at $200,000 to $300,000, and the company in Holland that was going to produce the Lightyear one just announced yesterday bankruptcy because, I don't know, maybe they were off. I think they were off on their digits when, maybe they thought it should cost $30,000 and it turned out it cost $300,000 for the car. So the company announced bankruptcy yesterday, but they'd come out with the Lightyear 2, and they're saying it's only $40,000. And I'm looking at a picture of it. It's covered with solar panels. And, well, they're reorganizing the company for some reason. It went bankrupt. And I guess they're going to try and raise more money and sell these cars or take deposits for $40,000. Vince, well, it sounds good, Vince, but I know you're all excited, but there is one problem.
Bert, seriously.
No, this is serious. I know. This is a real company.
I know. I read about it.
I don't know if it's a real. I mean, it's not a company you or I would.
It's a real. It's a real story. It may be all nonsense, but I do know this. There were days when the sky was overcast, and with solar power, class, it's really simple. Real estate is king. So, and what I mean by that is the greater the square footage of the solar panels, the more electricity potential you can generate. So if we have our solar panels aimed south, okay, so it starts generating electricity early in the morning. Let's say at 8 o'clock we get a small amount of electricity. Around noon, these are fixed panels. They're optimized for the winter at the best angle for the winter, low sun low on the horizon. So I've got it optimized for the winter. I designed the solar rack. I didn't buy it. I designed it, and it's right. And there are days when we've generated 6 cents worth of electricity. 6 cents. That's less than 1 kilowatt. If we generated 10 cents worth, that'd be 1 kilowatt, 1,000 watts for an hour. Bert, I got to tell you, in those solar panels have to be aimed at the sun. There's no question about it. So if you got solar panels on the back of this vehicle and you're driving in toward the sun, you're not generating any electricity with the panels on the back. You're not generating any electricity with the panels on the roof. You're only generating electricity with the panels that are aimed, or the solar cells that comprise the panels that are aimed at the sun. So at nighttime, you ain't going nowhere. Okay.
So, Vince, you're making me feel bad because I thought I had the perfect story to take you into the weekend, and now you're letting me down, Bert.
Bert, you might have it. You might have the perfect story. Can we short this stock right now?
Well, it's a private company. Vince, as you were talking, I did a back-of-the-envelope calculation given the size of the solar panel, the area of the car, figuring that maybe it could charge it 2.5 kilowatt a day, based on the sun being out every day. And I come up with, sorry, 70 days to charge the car.
Right. 70 days, maybe 70 days. That's if you tilted the car on its side and you aimed the roof and the trunk and the hood at the sun.
Okay. Well, yeah, the panels rotate.
Well, how do you do that? How do you have a roof that is... Bert, this is nonsense. You know that. I mean, you're not... I read the article, but the concept, it absolutely flat out will not work. It won't work. The physics involved say that it won't work. I mean, I know I've been tinkering with solar for 5 years now, actually more than that. I actually started experimenting with solar cells back in probably in the 60s, tiny ones. But there's not enough energy that these things can capture to move a vehicle. It's just, it's impossible.
Vince, do you think it actually might have been a scam and these people were raising money on a false premise? Vince, that's That's terrible. Yeah,
who is it?
Is it Elon Musk?
Is he involved in this too?
No, I don't think he has anything to do with it. But you know, Vince, I feel. Can I stay on as an instructor? I hate to have brought such a thing to class. I mean, Vince, I think it's a scam.
Of course, it's a scam. It's impossible. It's literally impossible to have enough real estate, meaning coverage of solar panels, that have to face the sun in order to generate direct current. They have to face the sun.
Then someone will make it
Bert,
up to you.
Bert, what would happen if you turn left? You know, you're driving along with this fictitious car and you turn left.
Well, you keep your eye open for where you can pull over in case the car flips out, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess the plan is if this thing were marginally possible, you'd have to drive it south until you hit the ocean or the Gulf.
Okay, well, Vince, let me make it up to you in class. Here's the story that I think will make this up to you. Next year, they are going to open up the first nuclear-powered Bitcoin mine. And this is for real.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Oh, man.
So you feel better?
Who are these morons? So we're going to create a concept of a currency, and we're going to use nuclear energy with nuclear waste to create a concept that has only value because people believe it has value. So we are going to pollute the planet to create this thing?
Vince, this is for real. It's called the Cumulus Susquehanna Data Center. It's being built in Pennsylvania. It's a subsidiary of a nuclear power producer called Talon Energy. And, well, it's going to open next year. They're expecting 50 megawatts of net mining capacity. And, well, Vince, you know, this is the thing of the future. I'm looking at it now. It's as far as the eye can see, these racks of computers that are, Vince, doesn't this improve our standard of living of people on the planet? Wait a second, it doesn't.
Let me see if I've got this right.
Vince, I might have been taken again. Could this be twice in a row that a fancy article? Oh, my God. Vince, what does this do to help create better food or a more interesting life or better standard of living? I'm looking at these racks and racks and racks as far as the eye can see. They probably have NVIDIA processors in them, and they're burning this electricity created from a 2.5 gigawatt nuclear power plant. And wonder what aliens would say if they're looking down at the Earth and they see humans doing these activities.
If they have a word or an expression for insanity, I think that would be the first thing that would come to their thought process. This is insanity. Absolute insanity. Poisoning the planet with forever radioactivity. Forever is a relative term, you know, in the lifetime of humans. It's beyond forever. Poisoning the planet to make digits, which are a concept that only has value based on people's opinion. It's nuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I looked up during the break to see if there was something called the P.T. Barnum hedge fund. I don't think there is. But here's some quotes attributable to P.T. Barnum. You can fool most of the people most of the time. Many people are gullible, and we can expect this to continue. There's a fool born every minute. No man ever went broke overestimating the ignorance of the American public. All attributed to P.T. Barnum. Bert, back to you.
You know,
I think
Vince,
he's right.
Yeah. And Vince, those, you know, we don't, although we do joke around from time to time, those were all true stories. So, Vince, maybe to be fair and balanced, you like this, is, and this is breaking news, the Wyoming legislature is proposing a bill to ban electric vehicle sales by the year 2035. The bill is being put forth by Republican legislators Jim Anderson, Brian Boehner, Ed Cooper, Dan Dockstader, and Donald Burkhardt and Bill Henderson. So it's a combination of state senators and state representatives. And they're proposing that by the year 2035, they will outlaw selling electric vehicles in the state of Wyoming. And they say they're just not good for the open road. They provide a challenge energy future that we need for the country. And they quote that a typical electric car requires 6 times the mineral inputs of a conventionally powered car. So they're proposing this. I think it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's a real bill, and they're saying that, well, they're going to hopefully pass this, and it's sort of a counter to what's going on in California, where they actually do have a law now that is going to ban regular conventionally powered gas cars by the year 2035. So this is for real. It's going through the Wyoming legislature, and we'll keep appraised of it and see what happens. But they also mention that there's 68,000 jobs in the state of Wyoming in their oil and gas industry. So banning gas powered cars is also taking away from, what is one of the major industries of Wyoming? And remember, I've driven through Wyoming. There's vast stretches of highway, and there's no way I would do that in, I do think there's a future for EVs, especially what I think the best is hybrid EVs. But, man, if you're in Wyoming along I-80 or one of those interstates and you're running low on charge, you might be, do we call it SOL? So this is going through the Wyoming legislature, and they did have a study done by the Wyoming State Geological Survey in advance of this, and they said, there's merit in preserving gasoline-powered cars. And so if you don't like, they have a quote here, Senator Anderson told the Cowboy State Daily, if you don't like our petroleum cars, well, we just don't like your electric cars, quote.
Bert, do you remember the Volkswagen Bug, the Beetle? They called it the Beetle. Everybody else called it a Bug.
Yeah.
It was a little four-cylinder air-cooled car that Adolf Hitler kicked off. He calls the Volkswagen. And the idea was a people's car, Volkswagen. And it was Spartan, simple, durable, easy to manufacture, drop-in air-cooled engine, very little maintenance, manual transmission, big, tall 15-inch wheels and tires. You know, back then, American vehicles had 13-inch wheels and tires, so this had tall tires, low rolling resistance, aerodynamic. It was a car designed to last a long time with minimum fuss and minimum maintenance and just good fuel economy for its time. And then Volkswagen figured out that this thing sounded like a can of marbles going down the road because it's air-cooled, not water-cooled. It didn't have the water jacket to absorb the sound of the combustion. And so they stopped making them in the 70s. And then people said, well, what are you doing? We like those things. So Volkswagen said, we got rid of the tooling. We can't make them anymore. And that $3,000 or $2,000 Volkswagen is now $65,000 to make.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Travelers in the Southwest USA this weekend, be aware Interstate 15 will be closed in both directions in Las Vegas, Nevada through the entire weekend for a bridge removal project. Five former Memphis Police Department officers who were fired following the arrest of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old motorist who died days after a traffic stop and attempted getaways from the officers, have been charged with second-degree murder and booked into the Shelby County Jail. Police body cam videos will be released to the public later today. CIA Director Bill Burns arrived in Tel Aviv this week for visits to Israel and the occupied West Bank, where he is expected to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders on both sides. A sudden death has happened to an NFL player that was just 25 years old, and the cause of death is unknown at this time. The Detroit Lions announced Thursday former NFL defensive end Jesse Lemonnier has died. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I know you're all wondering why I mentioned the Volkswagen story of the Volkswagen bug. And here's why. Because when Volkswagen discontinued, stopped production of that little Beetle, which was a great little car, certainly was not crash-worthy, but in terms of a small vehicle to get around in the suburbs, it was pretty cool. Not very crash-worthy, but it was fuel-efficient, cost very little to buy, operate, maintain. And they took it out of production. Volkswagen did, and people liked it and said, we want them. What are you doing? And they said, well, we can't, you know, we got rid of the tooling. We don't have the ability to make them anymore. And for us to retool them and put them back into production, it's going to cost $65,000 per car. That would be for a $2,000 to $3,000 car before they destroyed the production of them. And what I'm saying is, when guys like the governor of California and other people like, you know, in the White House force the manufacturers to go all electric, and then we figure out that that was a really bad idea, and they get rid of the tooling and the engineers and all the people who have evolved, have been in the evolving of the internal combustion engine, gasoline and diesel, when we get rid of all of those knowledgeable people and machinists and engineers and workers at the assembly lines, when they're all gone and we try to rebuild the gas-powered car in favor of the electric car, which obviously is not going to work, we won't be able to do it. We are going to say, you know, we can't do it. We don't know how to do that anymore. You know, we don't have that talent, that knowledge pool of people who know how internal combustion engines work, because we done got rid of that and we went with electric vehicles. This is beyond stupid, Bert. It really is. The electric vehicles, it might be fine for sure. How far do you go to work from home to work in your electric vehicle?
2.5 miles.
Okay. That's my point. So, but would you take it over to see us here at the farm, you know?
Yeah, if I could tow it.
I couldn't say
that
better.
Hey, Vince, I need your help here. I need to figure something out. Slight change of subject here. I'm looking at a map of the state of California on a site called the U.S. Drought Monitor. And this is current data released Thursday, January 26th. So my math is right. That was yesterday. And I'm looking at, this is from the United States. I'm looking at a map of the state of California, and they have well over half of the state. I'm going to say probably 80% of the state in either moderate drought or severe drought. This is current data, so this has, you know, been updated. I don't understand it, because we just had more rain than I've ever seen in 1 month since I've been living in this state. We have reservoirs here that are overflowing. I mean, we have... They're letting water out of the reservoirs to because they can't hold anymore in seven local reservoirs. You know, the one big one they're reconstructing. That's another story. Anderson Dam is being reconstructed. It's a 10-year project to retrofit a dam. But aside from that one, we're pretty much full, letting water out. A lot of it just going to the sea. Some of it will recharge the groundwater, but most of it just being let out to the sea. Yet they're saying that the state of California is in either moderate drought or severe drought. What am I missing? I mean, is it just that they like letting
I'll tell you what you're missing. Seriously. We've experienced that scenario here. Right here at the forum this year and last year, mostly last year. So what happened was we had an extreme drought. The sun was baking the ground for months and months. No rain, no moisture, no rain. And the ground got really hard. It was like concrete. And then it rained. But the ground was so hard that the rain kind of shedded off the ground. And it ran downhill. It did not absorb as much of the rain as it should have or could have. Now, here's an example. So you've been to the farm, and we have a creek that runs 3/4 of a mile. It starts just 50 feet on the other side of our fence.
I hiked down to that creek.
Our entire property is fenced in.
Yeah. In fact, your dogs were taking a lick of water from that creek and saying it's tasty, but I opted to drink water back at the house, but I've been down there.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, so that creek during last summer was bone dry, and it was a dry creek bed. It's just rocks. It was bone dry, and then it rained, And I went out there the next day, and I expected to see water in the creek. Had a lot of rain, like 3 inches in a day, maybe more. No water in the creek. It all ran down to the end of the creek, and, you know, where it was a little low, there was some water. But almost all of that three-quarters of a mile creek, all except for maybe the last 200 feet, was bone dry. And then it rained again. A few weeks later, same thing. It took months and months and months of rain in order to just get the creek starting to run again. So what has to happen, you know, think of these parking lots. So you've got plenty of parking lots in California, these, you know, malls and big box stores. And, you know, those paved parking lots don't absorb water worth a darn, do they? Well, that's what it's like. That's what it's like when the ground gets rock hard and is dried and baked. It becomes like mud bricks. And actually, you can take mud and form it into a brick and put it in the sun and make it rock hard and build a house out of it. As a matter of fact, Gwyneth's house, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, that's what her house is made out of.
Water?
Mud bricks.
Mud bricks?
You can do that. That's what Adobe,
really?
That's what Adobe houses are, right? Yeah.
Huh. And
really?
And what happens when it rains?
So
does it reabsorb the water, or does it stay hard?
Well, for Adobe houses, they stay hard, and for Gwyneth's, it stays hard. Now, you know, there might be a little bit of shedding. Now, red bricks, like on the East Coast, you see these red, reddish-orange bricks. Well, that's clay. That's dirt.
That's baked.
That's clay that has been fired in a kiln to high temperatures and to fuse those molecules of clay together. And so they really shed water for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, mud bricks, I don't think they are as durable. But heck, her house has been there for a couple decades and still going strong. And as a matter of fact, I was at a hotel in New Mexico called La Fonda. The walls are 3 feet thick, and this was back in the 70s, and it's been there hundreds of years. No air conditioning. And it's made out of adobe, which is clay. So I believe that's the answer to your question. That's why there's plenty of water for a short time, but it can't get absorbed into the ground. So that's why you have flooding, because it can't get absorbed. So it runs downhill. And whoever's at the bottom gets the full benefit of all that water. But that's the answer.
Okay. Well, Vince, we're talking about power.
And the other thing, there's one more part about this. There's so much pavement in California and in the cities. In the sprawling suburbs, there's so many parking lots and so many areas are paved. All of those parking lots are sloped in such a way that the water, when it runs, when it hits these parking lots, when it does rain, it goes downhill and goes into the storm drains, so that the parking lots don't flood, and so the buildings and businesses and houses don't flood because there's so much pavement. The pavement can't absorb moisture. It can't. It's designed not to. So whether it be asphalt, macadam, concrete, whatever it is, it doesn't absorb water. That's why they have these sewer drains to collect the water and run it downhill away from that parking lot. So that is the answer. Next topic, please.
Okay. Well, Vince, we're talking about power, and a lot of municipalities, especially on the West Coast, are trying to force what they call clean energy, which means basically solar and windmills. Geothermal's not really that well developed. So the city of Huntington Beach has just announced they are pulling out of the Orange County Power Authority, which was forcing them to adopt clean energy. And one of the reasons is that the Power Authority failed to inform the residents that their electric bills were going to double under this plan. And they also cited audits and other issues. But City of Huntington Beach has said, we are opting out of this plan for 100% renewable energy. And that was by a vote of 4-3. So they're dropping out. Of course, now the Orange County is saying that they're going to have to make up the difference of 65. You know, all this is subsidized one way or another. So they're now going to have to make up $65 million that they thought they were going to get that they're not going to get, and they got to figure out how to do this. So, it's interesting that you try to legislate things and force the way you want something to be, but the reality is we're not ready for 100% renewable power. It's a great goal. It's nice to think of, but we're not ready. And then what's the cost if you force people to have their electric bills double or triple? Out here in California, we're paying over 50 cents a kilowatt hour for electricity. It's a little less if you have an EV plan and you charge at night, but it's still one, you know, not the highest, but one of the highest in the country. I'm sure many times higher than what you pay in South Missouri vents. But anyhow, City of Huntington Beach saying, no mas, we're pulling out. We're not going to do this 100% clean energy plan that was rammed down our throat by the Orange County Power Authority.
Bert, let me make a statement, and I'd love to hear your reaction. My statement that I stand behind is there's no such thing on planet Earth as clean energy. No such thing.
You know, I'm going to have to agree with you, because if you look at solar cells, what is the cost? What's the cost to the environment to make those power, those cells? Vince, I guess the one exception that I really think, and this is something we figured out over 100 years ago, is water power. When you look at some of the, and I know that, you know, there's a cost to the environment sometimes when you dam some of these rivers, but when you look at the turbines and how efficiently they work and how the vast amount of electricity you can generate from just the sheer gravity of the water going down from the dam through the rivers, I think that's about as close as you can get to clean energy.
I agree with that. And there's another technology that might work, and that would be using a reciprocating like piston, like on a steam locomotive with vanes in the ocean and using the waves.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class, so really, realistically, there's no such thing as clean energy. No such thing. And the closest I think that we can get is what Bert is saying, which is water power. And back in the 70s, there was this article that I read that said what we could do is we could harness the ocean's waves. So the waves come in and go out. Come in and go out. So if we had like a Venetian blind, you know, just one slat, and it was hooked up so that it would flap inward as the waves come in on the shore and then go outward and then flap back and forth in and out with the waves. And that were on a pivot, and the pivot were attached to an arm that would turn a wheel, just like a steam engine. The piston moves the wheel, just like that, and then use gearing to increase the speed. You could have a motion that goes back and forth turned into a circular motion, which could turn a generator. Now, that has possibilities. That's going to beat the fish up. There's no question about it. It's going to beat up sea life, all sea life, you know, along the coast. And that's not a good idea. And you have whale blood and fish blood everywhere along the coast. But that's a possibility. Now, I'm not saying it's the answer. I don't know what the answer is other than reduce, reuse, and recycle and stop this insanity of waste, waste, waste. We don't need to go to Mexico on vacation. We don't need to go to Florida on spring break. We don't need to fly to all these places. What we need to do is have productive jobs, meaningful lives, get AI out of our lives, get big tech out of our lives, get back to where we were, where like the 1960s, the 1950s, where people actually worked and enjoyed what they did and had a wonderful life without war. That's where we need to be. We don't need to be mining and destroying the planet, excavating, using up diesel fuel like crazy to mine rare earth minerals to make electric batteries for cars. We don't need to do that. We need to reduce, reuse. And we don't need to have all of these appliances. We don't need to have appliances that consume electricity 24 hours a day. And just in case we say, can you turn up the music, please? And have a machine do that for us. We don't need that. We really don't. And we don't need to have cell phones. We really don't need to have cell phones attached to us so that we can take a call whenever. We can plan and live our lives by planning rather than being spontaneously interrupted, spontaneously reacting to things that we could have planned for and done a better job in the first place. Bert, back to you.
Vince, on sort of related topic, I want to give a shout out to the town and residents of Murphy, North Carolina. These poor residents have been waking up to unrelenting noise. Well, not waking up, they can't sleep. They built a huge crypto mining facility on the edge of the Great Smoky Mountains. Murphy is right at, if you look on a map, it's at the junction of North Carolina, Tennessee, and northern Georgia. They built this massive crypto mining facility. How they got approved, who knows? You know, probably grease the skids. The company involved just raised $300 million in financing from hedge funds to build this crypto mine. And these poor residents, they literally have no peace and quiet. They said it sounds like a jet that never leaves, just flying over your head. It's a racket coming from the huge, huge racks of computer servers. Who knows who's supplying the electricity? But, Vince, it's unrelenting noise. How they were allowed to do this, who knows? Their local people have gone to the Board of Commissioners. They've asked state and federal officials. Nobody's been able to stop it. It passed 5-0 originally, and how this happened, we don't know, but it's crazy. These people can literally not live in peace and quiet. And
so wait, okay, Bert, I've seen this before. I have seen exactly this with a dump in Virginia, and so the people in Virginia did exactly what you're talking about. They went to everybody. You know, can you please stop it? And what happened was the county, the movers and shakers, the people who were elected or selected to run the county all voted for this dump, Allied Waste. They all said, this is good for the county. Bring your trash here. And then the people said, what? You guys voted for this? And the county wanted to stop it, and they couldn't. There's nothing they could do because I believe that the bribes had already been placed, the money's been spent, and people have been paid off. You said grease the skids. Well, there's only one way to stop it, class, and this is how it was stopped in Virginia. The villagers went to the houses of the people and pointed them out everywhere they went. They went to the people who voted for it unanimously, pointed them out, and sent them letters saying, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. And the people who voted for it panicked, and they said, we're not going to do this. So that's the only way to do it, to point them out.
But Vince, the owners are in San Francisco.
I'm not talking about the owners. I'm talking about the people who voted for it. So then what they do is they say, no, we made a big mistake. We're not going to allow it anymore. They shut it down. Thanks so much. See you next Friday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.